Matt Greenwood with the Home Bulls and Spas post-game show on regional radio. Got Doug Baker of the Sekhmet Jaguars, the victorious Sekhmet Jaguars, a 47-14 win over the Windsor Owls here in Imperial at Windsor Owl Stadium. Coach, you had your way with that Windsor defense in the first half, and you capped it off with a big 80-yard touchdown run by your quarterback, Lounsbury. Just a really good game all around for you on the ground.
Yeah, one of our big focus this week was discipline. Be disciplined in our approach, being disciplined in our execution of what we're supposed to do. And I think on all facets tonight, that's exactly what we did. And, when you're finding ways to win or learning how to win and learning how to do things, it's always nerve-wracking. But I'll tell you what, our kids played very well tonight, and I'm proud of them.
Lounsbury had a couple of chances to connect with Dylan Hawk and just couldn't quite do so, but Hawk was getting open, and so I'm sure that was a positive for you.
Yeah, one thing that, we're always being a little bit more run-heavy type team. We need to exploit things in the passing game. And we had a lot of opportunities tonight, and, we did some good things with that. And, is it what we wanted? Absolutely not. But we got another week to prepare and get ready for another team.
And other than those misconnections, everything about this game was perfect for you guys. Defense held Windsor to just 14 points. That late touchdown by their guy. But honestly, running the football with Drew Campbell, he had a couple of big carries early on, sort of set the tone. Dylan Hawk had a 41-yard touchdown run. Then, of course, Lounsbury with the 80-yard touchdown run. Fritz and Reynolds also had a touchdown apiece. So really, you just have a wealth of guys that can run the football, run hard, and score touchdowns.
Yeah, and kind of what our thoughts were last week is, Dylan and Seth and Drew are what we got last week, and that's because that's what defense was giving us. This week we had an opportunity to use a couple different guys in some different spots, and we got opportunities to use them, and they shine through. Those have been kids who have really worked over the last 3 years since I've been here, are really putting a lot of time and effort and leadership into our program, and it showed tonight.
And you're known for a split back veer set, as you had mentioned, sort of that offense and an option offense as well. But you spread them out tonight. That was obviously the game plan for you. What made you make that decision?
Well, we have opportunities with our kids and kind of what you alluded to in the stat book. We have a lot of kids that can touch the football, and we wanted to make sure we used them tonight. And we executed the game plan pretty well, and it was a good night for us.
I'm sure the running clock kind of helps you get guys rested. You brought in some of the second-team offense. Joe Suckmeyer got a few snaps at the quarterback spot. Lowry ran the ball a couple times, and Briggs as well. I'm guessing it was probably pretty nice for you to get your guys some rest heading into next week.
Yeah, it was good. We had an opportunity to get those guys, our starter guys, off the field. We play next Thursday, so we got a quick turnaround for our kids. It's also great to get those guys some varsity experience, and hopefully at one day they have an opportunity to step out there and lead the charge for us. So getting them out there and getting them that feel and getting them that taste a little bit, I think sparks their hunger a little bit and get some experience on the back end.
Two wins this year already to start, 2-0 on the season, doubling up your win total from last year. How do you prevent the guys from getting a big head with this great start you're off to?
Well, it's something that we actually talked about this week. Last year we were 1-1 after week two. This year 1-0 after week one. And just refocus on every opportunity we get and make sure they stay hungry. It's a young season. We're only 2 weeks in. We're really happy where we're at, but we got 8 games on the schedule left to go, or 7 games plus the district game. So there's a lot of football left to be played, and we definitely don't want these first 2 games to define our season when we're looking at it at week 10.
Coach Baker, best of luck Thursday against University City.
All right, appreciate the coverage as always, and thank you.
Doug Baker of the Sekhmet Jaguars enjoying a 47-14 victory over Windsor here tonight.